Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and we are starting off, especially where I am in Grafton, Wisconsin, on this beautiful day. It's sunny and bright, and have been waiting for that for a while now. So I hope everyone is starting off the year on a wonderful note. And I mean, I don't know, but for you, but for myself, I can't believe that we are already in February. It just went by really fast when it came to January. So I'm so excited that we're going to be moving forward in a faster pace than we did last month. So, you know, just hang in there. And so before we start the show, and today we're going to be talking about more about a purpose-filled life, and today we're going to be talking about confidence. Before we do, you know, I want to do the energy of this week as well as the month that we're coming into. So, yeah, so let me go ahead and share with you the angels that are coming in for this month, and then we'll go into the energy of the month as well as the week. So today we have Archangel Sandalphon as well as Archangel Uriel stepping forward for us this week. And then for the rest of this month as well, we have Archangel Raphael joining us for the throughout this month as well. So, you know, I just want to first mention that we're going to be, you know, last week I wasn't on. I had a few clients that kind of stepped forward for me for Monday. So, you know, I had to be there for them. Last week we ended on a note of starting this transformation for this year. So January was filled with a lot of preparation, was filled with a lot of just getting ready for the rest of this year. So lots of growth and learning and teaching opportunities as well. So now that we're in February, we're really into this transformation that we're meant for. So, you know, we're still, you know, before I had mentioned about taking action and starting this month, we're really speeding up when it comes to action. There's going to be a lot more things that we will be asked to step into as we go through this month. So, you know, I'm so excited, and this month with Archangel Sandalphon, especially coming in, he usually doesn't come in too often for us, but he's coming in especially starting this week because this week's energy is going to be a lot about our confidence and having that confidence within ourselves and what it is that we're meant to do, and being in alignment to who we are. So before going into even more of this week's energy, I do want to kind of preview what it is that we should expect when it comes to the month of February. So the theme for this month is going to be on inner strength. So, you know, last month we were preparing, we were understanding a little bit more about our purpose and our vision. And so this month is going to be about understanding who it is that we truly are, how it is that we're meant to be when it comes to our own strength that's within us, as well as that confidence that we're meant to have, so that we can really step into our purpose, to step out of our comfort zones. So, you know, I encourage all of us to really look within this month, to really bring out that confidence that you have within. So, you know, if you would like to speak with me about what it is that you need to really see and what it is that you need to work on, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So this month, you know, when it comes to our inner strength and when it comes to confidence, it's really about knowing that the divine is always supporting us and guiding us. You know, I had mentioned before that, you know, we're in a 2021 year. So if you combine those numbers, it comes up to a 4. And then you have the master number of 22 as well with that. So, you know, that's about understanding that we're always supported and we're always guided, but also to know that we have that foundation within us. You know, we have, you know, the divine wants us to know that it's all within us, all of the things that we need to know about ourselves, who it is that we truly are, and what it is that we're meant to do. It's all within us. So when we look within, we're able to understand what it is that our gifts are, what it is that our abilities are, and what it is that our purpose is. So this month, you know, when it comes to inner strength, to really look within, how is it that you are meant to step out? How is it that you're meant to help others, to reach out to others, and to even support others and guide others using those gifts that you have? Because we all have these gifts that really match what it is that our purpose is, what it is that we're meant to do. And when we really look into what it is our visions are and our purpose is, it is also to help others. It is also there to not only help ourselves, which is part of that, but to help our families and to help all those around us within our communities and within those groups that you may be in social media, that you are in, that who are very like-minded with you. And, you know, and then also knowing that when we truly do those things that we're meant to do, we really attract those people that are meant for us. We all have that. We're all meant to help certain people. We're all meant to be there for others in different ways, using our gifts and using our abilities. So this month, we're going to be asked to really look within and draw out that inner strength that we have within us. And when we do that, we're able to know what it is that, you know, gets us in alignment to who we are and to help us to live in that joy and that happiness that we're meant to live in. So, you know, I want to encourage all of us to do that. So this week, Archangels Sandalphon, as well as Archangel Uriel, are stepping forward for us to help us with confidence in ourselves. So when we look within and ask the angels to show us what it is that we need to really see and how to step, you know, out of our comfort zones, it has to do with that confidence. So many times we have these fears and doubts come in because of, you know, things that we learn from others, things that we've seen. But you know, we have to really remember that the divine really wants us to know that who we truly are, you know, is someone who can really go out and do those things that make an impact in this world, that are able to truly, you know, reach out to those people that we're meant to reach. And then there's also, you know, when we understand our confidence and really bring out that inner strength and step out of our comfort zones, those people that we, you know, are meant to reach will also find us as well. We don't always have to go out to find those people, but those people will always find us in one way or another. So, you know, I want to, if you'd like to speak to me about that, you know, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So, you know, we are continuing on this series of A Purpose-Filled Life. And so today and this week, because we're in this, energy of confidence and energy of, you know, finding our inner strength, that actually, you know, has to do a lot with living a purpose-filled life. So, you know, when we are able to really, you know, dig deep and let go of those fears and doubts of who we have learned to be, how it's kind of ingrained in us growing up. When we clear out those fears and doubts that come in, we're able to see that, you know, we are meant for more, that we are meant to live this amazing life. We're meant to live in joy and happiness. And, you know, when we work with Archangel Raphael, when we work with Archangel Sandalphon, they're able to show us that, you know, that we are always supported and to see that confidence within. So, you know, later today or later in this hour, right before the show ends, I will be doing a meditation to help us to really draw up that confidence within us, to really, you know, let go of those fears and doubts, so that we can do those things that we're meant to do. So before we go ahead and continue on with the conversation about confidence and our purpose-filled life, I want to go ahead and take a call. So let's go ahead and see here. We have caller from area code 856. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's just such a beautiful day today. So how can I help you today?
Well, I had an interview on Friday for a contract position, and I, with regards to the job skill sets and everything, I was a perfect shoe-in for that position. But I didn't get it, and I was wondering if you are picking up as to why.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I do see that you've been doing some work on yourself in this area of, you know, really being able to start really letting go of those fears and doubts. But what I do still see is what they're showing me is that there is some things coming in when it comes to not only confidence, but also understanding that you are meant for so much more. So what they're showing me is that you know, there's something bigger out there for you. There's something that is going to be a lot more exciting for you, which is an indicator for you that that is something that you're meant to do. So, you know, I know that you have the skill sets, you have the experiences for this position, but you didn't get it because there's something more out there that, you know, the divine wants you to see and to look for and not just focus on those skill sets and the experiences that you have. So if that makes sense.
Well, Yeah, except I need to be able to continue working. So that's the only concern at this point.
So those are those
better.
Fears and yes. So you know those are those fears and doubts coming in that really keep us from opening up to that abundance that we're meant for. So to you know to really understand that when we do those things that excite us, that make us feel aligned and really feel in that joy and happiness, even though we may not have those skill set and those experiences, if it's something that you're really being drawn to do, it's meant for you. So, you know, when you look for jobs, to really look for what it is that you're excited to do, even though it may be something that you haven't done before. Because, you know, and we could think of it this way as well. You know, when we're excited about something, when we do those things that something that we really love to do, it's shown through our energy. It's shown through how we talk, how we act. And, you know, it excites us. It really, like you can feel that your vibration raising. You feel that happiness. And so when you're looking for these positions, to look at, you know, don't focus too much on those skill sets and experiences, but focus and look at the job description. Is that something that you really want to do or want to even try, even though you've never done it before? And if that really, you know, gets you going, gets you motivated to apply for that. So really, you know, dig into your feelings and emotions as you're looking for your job. Because, you know, when we do, you know, employers and other people will be able to feel that within you, feel that excitement that you have. And they're more than willing to give you that opportunity that when you have that.
Okay.
All right. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I just, you know, paying the bills and all that is critical.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always have the luxury of picking what I would love to do.
Well, you know, you have to, you know, really go for it. You know, there's not going to be the worst case scenario for applying for a job that you truly love is going to be that they say no. Just like you had applied for this position that you already have, and you didn't get it. So you know, there's really no nothing that you know you're stopping yourself from doing that. So, you know, really look into these. I'm looking to different things, you know, not just about what it is that you've already done, but to really do something different. And it can be where you have some of the skill sets, but you may not have all of it. You may have some of those experiences on, you know, that they list, but there may be others that you don't. But don't let that stop you from applying for it. Because you may be given that opportunity.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just I don't know. I keep getting doors slammed in my face with these opportunities that I keep applying for, and I don't understand why. So
yeah,
I guess it's
about trying something new. You know, not being afraid of, you know, seeing something on paper that you haven't done before, and saying, okay, I don't have the experience with that. I don't know how to do that, but I'm willing to learn. So to, you know, think of it that way as you apply for jobs as well. Because, you know, you may be, you know, receive that interview and the employer will be able to, or whoever it is that interviews you, will be able to see that excitement that you have if, you know, you are really wanting that job.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Okay, hopefully that job will come along my path soon then, because I need it.
It
right,
will, yeah,
you.
Just, you know, make sure, yeah, don't be afraid to try something different.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so, you know, as you know, I was speaking with Lauren about, you know, trying something new, stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, that's part of living that purpose-filled life. You know, we are meant to live a life that is exciting and enjoy and in happiness. And, you know, a lot of times it may be doing those things that we've never done before. You know, those things that you know, you see on paper or see on the internet, something that, you know, you may see that it's part of something that you've done before, but then, you know, you see something, oh, you know, saying to yourself, you know, I feel like I can do that. I feel like, you know, that would really help me in my life to feel in that joy and happiness, even though you've never done it before. But then what comes in a lot of times, because, you know, we're being asked to step out of our comfort zones, is those fears and doubts, the fears that we can't do it, fears that we're not good enough. And then what comes in is that lack mentality that comes in with those fears, with that mind chatter, saying that, okay, I need to focus on those things that I've already done before, even though they might not be in alignment to who I am anymore, because I know I can do it, and that I have to pay my bills, I have to support my family. You know, all of those things come in. But what we have to remember is when we are asked to, if we do those things that the divine show us, that the divine, the universe will always support us, and they're going to guide us. They're going to help us to provide for our families. They're going to help us to, you know, bring into our lives those people that we're meant to work with, and those people who are, we're meant to serve. So we have to, you know, remember that living a purpose-filled life means doing those things that, you know, the divine wants, you know, calls us to do, and that's all within us. So our gifts and abilities that we have within, that, you know, you may not have discovered all of those gifts that you have within, but when we do start to step out and say, okay, divine, I am ready, you know, God, the universe, you know, the angels, I'm ready to do those things that will be in alignment to who I am. And when we say yes to those opportunities, that's when we see even more of the gifts that we have, more of the abilities and those talents that we have that maybe have been hidden within, but we discover that as we step out of our comfort zones and find out that, oh wow, you know, I am great at this, you know, I can learn this, you know, I'm able to do this job, I'm able to pick up, you know, whether it's learning new technology or learning new skills. We find that because we're passionate about something, or passionate about, or have this desire to do something, that, you know, when we do a step out and take that opportunity, take that step, we're able to see so many great things that we can do and what we are meant to do as well. So, you know, I want to encourage, you know, all of us to really find that, you know, for something that the angels are showing me right now is, when I first started radio and when I first started, especially at the end of last year on writing, I never really thought that I was meant to publicly speak or even write. But, you know, when it comes to radio, I jumped in, you know, because I was being asked to do that, 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 you know, that was part of my calling. And, you know, at first I did have these fears. I had so many fears that came in, lots of doubts that came in. But because I took that step and, you know, and did those things that the divine wanted me to do, that the angels were showing me, you know, that's when, you know, I saw that I have these gifts. I have these abilities to be able to do even more. And, you know, it's all within us. And now, you know, I've been with Psychic Talk for a year now. And, you know, I'm speaking to you, you know, teaching you those lessons that the angels and the divine are bringing to me to share with you. Also using my experiences and teaching you and being able to show you what it is that I am supposed to teach. So we all have these gifts and abilities that, you know, we may not see at first, but, you know, the divine is, you know, showing us and telling us that it's time to take that step, you know, take that step of faith and trust that the divine is going to show you, that the divine is going to support you and guide you and provide for you those things that you truly need in your life. So that is part of, you know, living that purpose-filled life. But also when we take that step, you know, it's that confidence that we have within us. So, you know, before we go on to, you know, finishing this topic and going into our meditation today, let's go ahead and take a couple more callers here. So we have area code 610. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tadata from Pennsylvania.
Can you repeat your name again?
So a nickname has a lot of T's in it, Tadata.
Tadata?
Yep.
Did I say that? Okay. Hello, how are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
A lot. I can't even, I'm not sure which one to pick.
And you could start wherever you'd like. I'm here to listen.
Okay, you know, I had a psychic that told me that in order to grow, I need to claim my inner divinity, and she said I was the only person she ever saw that wouldn't have, like, a side effect from, you know, keep going up, and I was wondering, you know, what does she mean by claiming my divine, you know, claiming my divinity?
Mm-hmm. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Shamuel. So first you have to know that we are all divine love and light beings. So we have been brought here, you know, with a purpose to do those things that are meant to make an impact in this world. So to make an impact in your family's lives, as well as those around you and those who you're meant to serve. So I think that one of the areas that this other person was trying to show you, that you are this divine love and light being here to do so many great things to help others to really see what it is that they're meant to see. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that message sounded very empowering. And could you spell the second angel? Like, I'm not sure, like, his name.
Yes. So Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel. And Archangel Shamuel is an archangel who is great when it comes to loving yourself, when it comes to self-care, and helping you to really feel empowered when it comes to your love that you have to share with others. So whenever we call on him, you know, he really fills us with that unconditional love that we should really have for ourselves. And when we have that strong foundation of love within ourselves, we're then able to help others, and we're able to attract those things that we're really meant for when it comes to abundance, when it comes to, you know, all these other things in different areas of our life. So, you know, it's really important for us to really have that love for ourselves so that, you know, we can attract those things when it comes to relationships, when it comes to love from others, and even friendships too. So, you know, a lot of that, and he's coming in for you for that because what he's showing me is that it's really going to be important for you to really see that you are this divine love and light being that is meant to do so many great things, but I see this lack of inner strength, and this month is about inner strength. So I do see this lack of inner strength, this confidence when it comes to yourself right now. So let me just ask you, have you been having some things going on when it comes to your body, like a stomach area?
Sometimes, like, the liver area kind of hurts sometimes. So it's just a little bit big. It's got some fat mm-hmm. on it.
mm-hmm. But have you been having some issues lately with that?
You probably are right. I just don't recall. The only thing I remember is, like, you know, like, by the liver area, but I feel like maybe it's, like, the intestines, you know, what's digesting, it kind of hurts there
okay.
sometimes.
Okay. And then how about your back, like, behind your heart area?
You know, sometimes when I, like, sit too long, I don't know, like, I have not the perfect posture. I know that I can slouch a bit, and yeah.
Okay, because I mentioned those because they're actually showing me. And, you know, when it comes to Archangel Shamuel, we actually do, like, and I feel this for other people, where if your back is hurting, especially in that area of your heart, that has to do with self-love. So when it comes to our heart, we have two sides. So we have our receiving side, which is the front side of the heart, and then we have the back side, which so you may see. So what I see is green, so emerald green for the front, and then a pink rose quartz. If you think of rose quartz, that has to do with the back of your heart. So if you think about breathing, we breathe in and out. And so when it comes to our heart chakra and our heart, we have to have that receiving and the giving side. So it has to be balanced in order for our hearts to work right, as well as for our life to really be balanced. So Archangel Shamuel is, you know, great when it comes to self-love, when it comes to that receiving or the receiving end of our heart, that rose quartz. So he's stepping forward for you because he's wanting you to really see just how amazing that you are and that you have all these gifts and abilities that are meant to be used to help so many other people, and I know that you already help many people already, but to be able to reach out to even more people that you're meant to reach. So to, you know, I encourage you to do some self-care this week. And to, you know, really go within when it comes to meditating. And, you know, you can ask the archangels to step forward for you, especially Archangel Shamuel. And, you know, they'll always be there supporting and guiding you whenever you call on them. And so when you do, during meditation, and you can do this by putting your hand on your heart. And when you do that, your mind goes to your heart. So you can do that. And we're actually going to be doing a meditation at the end of the show, too. But when you do that, you know, it doesn't have to be for long. Like, it can be a couple minutes. It can be 5 minutes that you do this daily. And then just asking for them to step forward. And they'll be able to show you just how you can really do those things that you're meant to do to love yourself that day, and it doesn't have to be for a long time either. So I hope that is starting to make sense.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So when you do this daily, you know, do something, you know, even a little thing for yourself daily. And as you do this, you're going to be opening up your heart chakra, and it's going to help you to be able to see more of what it is that you're meant to do next in order to continue to help yourself, help your family, and also those around you, and also to be able to attract those people that you're meant for that will be in alignment to who you are. So when it comes to what I'm also hearing is something about work. Is that something that you've been thinking about?
Yeah, I have a dream job of being an FBI. I want to apply when I'm 40 years old.
Okay. And so that's awesome, you know, that you want to do that. And I definitely do see you doing that. So, you know, when you do this meditating as you know, keep doing those things that you love to do, you're going to be able to see more and more of those steps that you need to take in order for you to be able to do those things that you truly want to do and that you're meant to do. And as you also do this meditating, it's going to help you to see those gifts and abilities that you have in order to reach that goal of yours, of that dream job, because it is meant for you. So I hope that makes sense.
You made me smile really big when you said I was going to do it.
I'm so glad to hear, because I actually do feel it for you too. You know, it's something that you are meant to do, and you know, I know that you can do it. So, you know, to remember to, you know, take good care of yourself, be gentle with yourself, but also to do those things that you truly love to do. And as you do, you're going to be able to build that confidence. You're going to be able to see that inner strength that you have within you. So, you know, do that. You know, if there's any fears and doubts that do come in, you can clear that out by doing some journaling. And you can, you know, ask Archangel Raphael to show you, you know, where it stems from, so that you can change that story, change the perspective, so that you can really, you know, bring out that confidence that you have within you. So I'm so excited for you, because, you know, this is something that you are meant to do. So, you know, keep doing that work on yourself, you know, clearing those fears and not being afraid to step out of your comfort zone as, you know, you are being shown your next step.
Could you remind me what Archangel Raphael does?
So Archangel Raphael is an archangel of healing. So not only healing physically, but healing the emotional things, the mental things. So, you know, past hurts, past issues, when it comes to with family, with parents, with other people, You know, he helps you to really be able to heal those things so you can really move forward into who it is that you truly are. A lot of times, you know, when we're younger, we're told that we're not good enough in some way or that we can't do something. But we have to know, remember that the divine has brought us here, you know, and we're perfect souls, that we are able to do anything that we truly want to do, anything that we truly desire to do, and, you know, have that passion to do. So, you know, to always remember that, you know, we are capable of doing anything that, you know, we are truly meant to do, that's all within us.
Cool. Like, that's just what I need, you know, with healing from, you know, family. I just had a situation like maybe an hour or two ago with my mom, so this is just what I need.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times when it triggers us, when we get angry because of something someone said, then it's time for us to kind of sit back and see where that stems from. Why is it that that makes us angry? Why does it trigger us? And when we're able to figure out where it starts from and then change the story, we're then able to not have that affect us anymore.
Yeah. I was listening to Chinese medicine this morning, like some educational videos, and I was like, wow, this is my dream job too, you know, or just like, I was feeling like it. I love the Chinese medicine. I'm not sure where to go with that, but
that's awesome. Well, you know, remember, you can do anything that you truly want to do. So, you know, I have people who tell me all the time, I want to do several different things. I'll say, so what's keeping you from doing all of it? So, so know that you can do all those things that, you know, you really resonate with and those things that you really are passionate about. And, you know, our purpose, you know, can change when it comes to, you know, during our whole lifetime. There can be a period in your journey where you do medicine, and then there could be another journey where you end up doing the FBI work. So it doesn't always have to be the same things, but it can change when it comes to what it is that we're aligned to.
Yeah, you know, I was feeling my, like, body that I'll, you know, start doing the medicine when I'm 36 and, like, you know, practice it when I'm 38 but never have a job with it. But I feel like I would help, like, a few people, you know, out with my medicine. And, you know, I learned this from experience because when I was a teenager, I was like, you know, I want a more extroverted personality. I want a brighter personality. I want a confidence. I want a smarter, like, bloody to learn. I just wanted to be smart, you know, and I was, like, really inept at those things. And, you know, I was feeling my body back then that, you know, I'm going to be better when I'm, like, after 18, you know, like, when I'm 18. And after that, I'm, like, going to have these things I wanted. And, you know, I was, like, all this time I was, like, you know, in my body I felt that. And it's so, you know, it came true. So, you know, just, like, experience feeling that in my body. Like, you know, like, a few days ago, when I started wanting the FBI job, I was like, what year would I, like, how old should I be? You know, I was, like, feeling my body. I'll be, like, 40 when I'm ready for the job, and, like, 80 when I encompass their core values. I have, like, a list of core values. And so.
Well, you know, also, don't let age be an indicator for you either. No, let go of that. Let go of that control and let the divine just work. And it will happen when you're meant for it to happen. But also know that confidence, that all of that you just listed, you have within you. And I'm actually hearing that more and more as I'm speaking with you. Because you're sharing with me those things that you really want to do. So it's coming out of you. So know that it's all within you. You have it all there. But it's really tapping into that. And, doing that healing, doing the healing with Archangel Raphael, and really connecting to who it is that you truly are and what it is that you love to do, you're going to be able to see more and more of that. So it's all within you. It just needs to come out. And so this month, you know, when it comes to inner strength, you're going to be able to see more and more of that as you work on yourself. So I hope that makes sense.
Thank you so much. You're Catherine, right?
Yes, Catherine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Catherine.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we are coming towards the end of the hour. But before we do, you know, I want to, I just love speaking with you all. And, you know, whenever it comes to, you know, those people who call in, those who listen in, it always has to do with what it is that I'm speaking on when it comes to the topic. And so I just love how the divine works that way. And so, you know, when it comes to our purpose, and living that purpose-filled life, now when we start to understand what it is that our passions are, what it is that we're meant to do, and what we love and what we truly desire, we're able to bring out that confidence. We're able to find that inner strength that's within us, and it starts to come out. Even when it comes to that job, you know, you may, and a lot of times I, you know, focus on that joy and the happiness and those emotions of excitement, because those are high vibration energies, and that's what we're meant to live in. And so when we see these things that, you know, that makes us say, you know, I really want to do that. I really want, and I really want to go after that job, or I really want to start this career or business. You know, when it's something that we truly want to do, not only does it excite us, but also helps us to be motivated to really go after it and take those next steps. And it's because we're in that higher vibration, because we're in that that energy, the vibrations of love, joy, happiness, and that's all within us that's coming out. We're able to see, and it excites us because we're able to see what it is that we're meant to do, what it is those passions are, those desires are that we have. But a lot of times, you know, getting that going at first is hard to do sometimes, because, you know, you may have done a job for so long and you know, you forgot what it is that you're passionate about, or what you forgot what it is that you truly desire to do. But as we take care of ourselves, as we do some meditating or journaling, or, you know, doing something to really center ourselves and to really be able to look within and ask ourselves what it is that we truly want to do, we're then able to remember what it is that we are meant to do, what it is that we are to do to not only to help our lives and our family's lives, but to help others. Whenever we do those things that are part of our purpose, it always helps others as well. So, you know, to living that purpose-filled life, and this week I encourage all of us to really see those passions, to really see within what it is that you truly want to do, and then to, you know, find within your inner strength and your confidence. And as you think of those things, as you let the divine really bring that out for you and to show you in different ways, through different signs, through ideas, through those aha moments, from the lessons that you learned this week and the weeks following, to then take action on them, because the divine is going to show you what it is that your purpose is. And so, you know, now that we're in February, I encourage all of us to, you know, sit down and whether it's doing some meditating or some journaling, what is it that your intentions are? You know, when it comes to setting intentions, it's great to start doing that at the beginning of each month, you know, asking the divine, asking God and the angels to show you what is it that I need to do this month in order to really live in that joy, live in the happiness that is meant for you. And if this is new to you, if setting intentions or doing those things that you truly are meant to do, that really, you know, fuels you or you're passionate about, if that's something new for you, I encourage you to ask those questions. What is it that I truly want in my life? What is it that I truly want to do in order to help others, but especially to be able to live in joy and happiness? What would make me feel happy? What would make me feel just this overwhelming joy and happiness to be able to, you know, do you live in a life that you love, to live a life that, and do you, you know, work a job or start a business that you truly want for yourself? What would make you happy? What would make you motivated to get up in the morning to go to work? What is it that really will excite you? So all of those different questions you can ask when it comes to setting those intentions and, you know, really being able to focus on living that life of joy, because the divine wants us to live in that life of joy and happiness and a life that's, you know, really fulfilling. And to live that life also means living a purpose-filled life. How would it, you know, make my life better so that I can make others' lives better, and to know that that is living in that purpose. That is living in what it is that we're meant to live in. So, you know, I encourage all of us to do that, that inner work this week as we really start moving when it comes to this energy. This month is going to go by fast. And you know, this month we have leap day. So this year is leap year for us. So we have an extra day this month to really be able to do those things that we're meant to do and learn what it is that our purpose is and take that action, those next steps that the divine is showing you. So I want to encourage you to really do that work and to know, yeah, this month is going to go by really fast. So, you know, they're going to show you what your purpose is, what it is, the lessons are that you need to learn about yourself to really be able to live in that purpose. So, you know, I'm so excited for this month. I'm excited for every month, but this year especially, like, I'm just so excited how, you know, you're going to be able to see that purpose. You're going to be able to know what it is that you know, fuels you and, you know, bring out that strength and bring out that courage and confidence that's within you so that you can step out of your comfort zone and do those things that may be new to you. Do those things that are going to make you feel happy so that you can be in alignment to who you are. And as you do, there's going to be, and, you know, this year is also a year for awakening, reawakening for a lot of people. So as you do those things that you're meant to do and live in your purpose, you help others to reawaken to who it is that they truly are, what it is that they're meant to do, so that they can continue to help to others that they're meant to as well. So I'm so excited. I think I've been saying that every week, but it just makes me excited to really be able to also see, you know, how it's going to change people, how people are going to grow, and how it's going to really help people to live in that joy, to live in that purpose that we're all meant to live, and to make an impact in this world. When we do that, when we live in our purpose, when we help others, we're able to make that impact on others' lives as well as in this world. So before we end the show, let's go ahead and do this meditation. So if you are able to, I encourage you to sit comfortably. whether it's on the floor, whether it's on a chair, wherever you feel comfortable, to sit comfortably and then to close your eyes. You can put your hand on your heart. And then take a few deep breaths, so in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to do that a few times. We're going to center ourselves, and now we're going to create that atmosphere in your heart space, especially if you are new to meditating. I want to encourage you to create a space that is very calming for you, that is very peaceful for you. So whether it's a body of water, a sunset, plants and trees, any animals, whatever comes to you that when you know that you look at it, it makes you feel at peace. And once you have that, I want to encourage you to create a door in your space. And this door is there to help you to invite your angels and guides to step into your heart space. And then we're going to invite the archangels to step in. So we have Archangel Sandalphon. We have Archangel Raphael. We also have Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael stepping forward for us as well. So we'll have on the outer ring your angels and guides. And then close to you, right outside of your energy, is going to be the archangels around you. Now what they're going to do is they're going to send you their energy. So it's going to go straight into your heart. And as this energy enters your heart, they're going to help you to expand your heart chakra as well as the light that's within. This bright white light that's within, it's going to fill your body, and it's going to expand outside of your body as well. Okay, take a few deep breaths. And breathe in that energy that the archangels bring. And as your heart chakra expands, source energy from above in this form of this rainbow energy is going to come in through your crown chakra, and it's going to still go down your chakra, so it's going to go through your third eye chakra and then to your throat chakra. And then it's going to reach your heart chakra. And as it does, as source energy cleanses your heart chakra, he's going to send you this message of love, of support, and helping to understand more of who you are and how amazing you are. And as it goes down, it's going to hit your solar plexus chakra. And as source energy goes through your solar plexus, it's going to expand your solar plexus energy. So this bright yellow energy that comes out outside of your body. And source energy is going to cleanse your solar plexus chakra to help you to let go of those fears, help you let go of those doubts, help you to understand more of who you are when it comes to your strength, your power, and that confidence within you. So take a few deep breaths. And as you breathe out through your mouth, to imagine the, all this old energy coming out of your mouth. We don't need that. So breathe that out. Then source energy is going to go through your soul, your sacral chakra, and then your root chakra. And as it comes through your root chakra, it's going to come out of your feet. Source energy is going to come out of your feet, and it's going to spread out on the ground and spread outward for others. So this energy is going to help others around you as well. Take a few deep breaths. And also recognize the messages that the archangels bring and who you are, your magnificence, and the beauty that's within you. And they're there to also remind you that you're always supported, that you're always guided, and you are never alone. Take a few more deep breaths. Now the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light, this column of light, this energy that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that comes up with an orb of energy in the middle. And it's going to go through your feet and all the way up your chakras. And as it hits each of the chakras, it's going to help contract your chakra energy so that it realigns into your body. As it goes up your root and then your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakra. And as it comes out, this orb is going to come out, and it's going to be above your head, and it's going to stick around there for a little bit. But this other energy, that this white light that came up with it, is going to overflow out of your crown chakra and going to come down like a fountain of water down your body. So if you can take a few deep breaths. When you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body, and you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope this meditation, which you can do over and over again, has really helped you to See that inner strength that's within you. See that confidence that you have within you. And to be able to see what it is that your passions are and how it is that you're meant to really take care of you and do those things that you truly love to do and that you desire to do. So this the orb of white energy, it's going to stick around for this week to help remind you, to help you to see just who it is that you truly are. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I will be back as we continue our series on a purpose-filled life. As always, I will be taking more calls. So if you are listening, didn't get a chance to call in, you can do so next week. You can also reach me on different pages on Facebook. So you can reach me there. And you can find me in our Psychic Talk group as well. So you can message me there also. But I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And I hope you have an amazing week this week as we're in this energy of understanding our inner strength and our confidence. And you can always call on the archangels to be there for you, to give you that extra support, because they're always there for us. Divine is always there, and we're never alone. So sending you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to all of you very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.